Louisiana's winter has been warmer and wetter than normal. This has been hard on the state's wheat crop, which is midway through its growing season. Wheat doesn't like wet conditions, but LSU Ag Center wheat specialist Ed Twidwell says wheat that was planted properly seems to be surviving the rain.
We always encourage growers to plant wheat on well-drained soils, and wheat just doesn't like poorly drained soils very well, and this year is a good example of why that is.
Twidwell says about 30,000 of the 250,000 acres of wheat planted may be lost to rain. Most of the winter has been relatively mild, but a recent cold snap may have damaged some of the more mature wheat out in the fields. This comes after concerns that the wheat would not get enough chilling hours to properly develop.
Wheat needs a certain amount of cold in order to actually go through and mature and produce seed.
Also in some areas of the state, wheat varieties that are susceptible to the disease stripe rust are showing signs of the fungus.
Well, stripe rust likes cool, wet weather, and obviously we've had that. I think as the temperatures warm up, the stripe rust won't be as much of a problem.
Twidwell says growers also need to watch out for the disease leaf rust on their crop. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.